Today's shiur is Masechta Bava Metzia, Daf Tzadik. We will begin on Daf Pei Tes Amud Beis, the bottom line, Tana Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Parois Hamacharsois Betvua. Cows who stamp on dry barley. The reason that they would stamp on this dry barley, because that's how they would get the peel off the barley. So Rashi explains that the halacha is that we're talking about the shaila of lesachsim, may we muzzle the animal. And here, since this barley, Rashi explains, is already chayiv v'maiser, since it's already chayiv v'maiser, the person who would muzzle his animal under these circumstances would not be chayiv for lesachsim. The Miri has a, and the same thing is with the worker. The Miri says that the halacha here is that this is not considered like dishoy. This is not considered threshing. And the question is that, according to the Miri, when we say that we're not allowed to muzzle an animal, is that limited to the threshing while the animal is threshing, or during any activity is muzzling usur? The Miri is learning the Gemara that since it's not threshing, then it's not usur. The Ritva has a different approach. He says the entire purpose of what they're doing, according to him, in Parasat Merachsois, is to keep the animal going in a straight line. And since the animal, that's the entire purpose, then that's not where the Torah said Leisachsim. Says the Gemara further, says the Braisa. The hadashis for truma ma'aser. The halacha is that when we have grain, first we have to take off truma. The midraisa, the shear is a kolshu, any amount. Chita achas pateres asakri. Midrabanan, a 40th for a generous person, a 50th for an average person, and a 60th for a stingy person. Then these ma'aserishin removed, which is a tenth of what's left over. The truma is given to the kohen. The mice is given to the Levi, and the Levi has to take off 10% from what he receives and give it for trumas mice to the Kohen. And then, in the first and second and fourth and fifth years of the Shemitah cycle, mice sheni is removed, and the third and the sixth, which is eaten Yerushalayim, or redeemed, and the money that you receive is used to purchase food in Yerushalayim, and in the third and sixth years, there's mice ani. So says the Braisa, Hadoshis Petruma Maisa, any animal that's threshing Truma Maisa produce, Eina Oiva Vashon Baal Tachsoin, there is no violation of Baal Tachsoin. So, Leisachsoin Shabadisha, we said, is because the different Pshatim that we said from the Rashi. And here, by Truma Maisa, Rashi says that the halacha of Leisachsoin is only said by regular Truma, regular produce. This is not your regular produce, and therefore, Rashi continues to say, usually truma and maaser is not removed before the threshing, and therefore, the halacha is that there's no chiyuv of leisachsim under those circumstances. Tosfos has a different approach to this question. Tosfos says if the point of the Gemara is, says Tosfos, that this is unusual, so that it doesn't have to be stated by Truma and Meiser. And therefore, because of this question, Tosfos explains, because Truma and Meiser are not considered the produce, we'll speak about this more in our shiur today, Truma and Meiser are not considered the produce that belong to the owner. And when did the Torah HaKadosh say that there's a halacha of truma, there's a halacha of leisachsim, that's by produce that you own, you may not muzzle your animal from being able to eat it. However, if it doesn't belong to you, it's mamon gavoya, then it would be different. The nafka mina between Rashi and Tosfos would be, why would be the halacha if a kohen is muzzling his animal when it's threshing truma and maaser? According to Rashi, the point is that that it's unusual. But if it's not unusual and the Kohen is working with Truma Maisa, so Rashi doesn't seem to learn that Truma Maisa belongs to the Yisrael, and to the Truma Maisa doesn't belong to the Kohen, and therefore there would be a din of Loisachsim. Taisus seems to be learning that there's never a halacha of Loisachsim on Truma Maisa, because Taisus' opinion is that Truma Maisa are Mama Gavaya. If that's the case, even if it's a Kohen who's working with produce, which is Truma and Meiser, the halacha would be that there would be no Isser of Leisachsim, according to Tosfos' understanding. Avav Neimaris Ayin. But people who see this animal working this way and don't know that this produce is Truma and Meiser, with the different explanations we've given regarding why Truma and Meiser would be Potter, maybe what one should do is he should bring bull, a fistful of oisamin, of that type of produce that the animal is working on, and it should be hung around its mouth, so it should have to have what to eat. It's interesting to point out, we're going to learn in Daf Tzadik Aleph, where the Gemara gives a certain amount, how much has to be put into the basket that's in the animal's mouth. Here, the Gemara doesn't give such a number. And why is that the case? So the Ritva explains that there, the case we're going to be speaking about, there's really a chiyuv not to muzzle the animal. But since there's really a chiyuv not to muzzle the animal, we have to give the animal a decent amount of food. Whereas in our Gemara, the halacha is that you really don't have to, because of various reasons we just given. But by Truma Maisa, there's no problem with Loisachsim. So the entire issue is because of Marasayin, so that could be accomplished by just giving the animal a fistful of food. The Shas Chuvas Binyan Sin asks that the halacha is that when an animal is threshing Hegdish produce, you don't even have to give this much. So why is Hegdish different? Why is Hegdish treated differently, asked the Binyan Tzion, than this case of Truma Meiser? Truma Meiser, we said you should put the bull of Truma of produce into the basket. By Hegdish, there's no such a halacha. So the Binyan Tzion gives two explanations as to why. One explanation he gives is because Hegdish is well known. Everybody knows the produce which belongs to Hegdish. So the concern of Maris Ayin won't exist there. Another explanation that the Binyan Tzion suggests is because Chazal were concerned for the financial welfare of Hegdish. And if Hegdish is going to have to provide this amount of produce for the animal, it will represent a financial loss to Hegdish. And the Torah is always very concerned, Chazal are always very concerned that Hegdish should not suffer any financial loss. Rav Shimon ben Yochai Omer, maybe Kashinan, one should bring kresh, v'taloloi, and put it around its neck. Shekashinan, yofaslam, and akol, that's considered the best food you could give to an animal. And here we have a machlokes rishonim, how to understand what Rav Shimon is saying here. Is Rav Shimon disagreeing with the Tanna Kamma, or is he just explaining what the Tanna Kamma holds? The Rosh says that Rav Shimon is disagreeing with the Tanna Kamma. According to the Tanna Kamma, you have to give what type, we have to put into that basket the type of produce that the animal is working with. Rav Shimon's opinion is that you could do that, or you could do kashinin. Other Rishonim, however, say that Rav Shimon is explaining the Tanna Kamma, and he's saying that even though the Gemara is saying that you should put the type of produce it's working with into its basket, the halacha is, says Rav Shimon, that if you're going to put kashinim, that would also be acceptable. And the reason that he holds that kashinim would be acceptable is because kashinim are good, very good for the animal. Remini asked the Gemara, the Brisa says, Paros hamarachsis betruma, animals that are working with the tefuah, the halacha is that you can muzzle them. And ain oivim shum baal tachsim. Chash of trumas and meiser, oivim shum baal tachsim. That there is a problem of baal tachsim. The nachri hadosh b'parosah Yisrael. Furthermore, says the Brisa, if a nachri is working with a non-Jew's animal, ain oivim shum baal tachsim, there is no issue about tachsim. Yisrael, on the other hand, hadosh b'parosah shal nachri, Yisrael, who's using Nachri's para, and he muzzles it over Mishum Bataksin. And the sheet explains, why is that the halacha? So the sheet explains, because what is the basis of Leisachsin? The basis of Leisachsin, he explains, is because Tzar Balachayim. So if I, the Yisrael, am working with an animal, and I'm muzzling it, I'm violating the Aveira of Tzar Balachayim, and therefore it doesn't make a difference who the owner of the animal is. Explains the Gemara. Kasha Truma Truma. So we have a stira here regarding Truma and Kasha Maisa Maisa. The first Braisa says that both by Truma and Maisa there is no problem with Leisachsim, and this Braisa says that there isn't. So explains the Gemara. Bishlam Truma Truma Leikasha. We can reconcile the question by Truma. The Braisa that says that there's no problem with Leisachsim but Truma is talking about actual truma. The second braisa that suggests that there is an issue is talking about gedulei truma, where somebody plant truma in the ground, and after he planted truma in the ground, it was gedulei truma. And since, as Rashi explains, when you plant truma seeds in the ground, they completely decompose. So what now emanates is not truma. It's something all new. Yes, midrabanan daloch is gedulei truma to truma. That's one of the halachas that the Gemara Masechta Shabbos that Yud Zayin on the base teaches us, that there were the Shemana Esrei Gzeiros that Beis Shammai instituted and they were accepted for halacha. That daloch is that gedulei truma are treated like truma because people, they were concerned that if people were to know that gedulei truma are not truma, they would delay in giving the kohen his truma because they would want to plant it to get the gedulei truma. And the halacha is one has to give the truma to the kohen right away. And therefore, since it's gedulei truma, which midaraisa are not considered like truma, that's why they have a halacha of loisachsim. But as the Gemara, maisa, maisa, kasha, says, the Michas Chinuch, that according to the Rambam, according to the Gemara, there is an issue of Leisachsim beGedulei Truma. But points out the Michas Chinuch, why? Because as we finish explaining now, Midaraisa, they are not considered Truma. If we're taking that position, and that's why we're saying there's no problem, there's a problem with Leisachsim, the animal would be allowed to eat the Gedulei Truma. The Chitema. But what about, how to ask the Gemara, will we reconcile the halacha of Maisa? The Chitema Maisa, Maisa Nami, suggests the Gemara will give the same teretz. Loikasha, the Braisa that says that there's no problem, Loisachsim, will say, speaking about Maisa. And the Braisa that says that there is an issue of Loisachsim, will say, speaking about Gedule Maisa. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Gedule Truma, since Medrabonon, as we said, Gedulei Truma have a din like Truma. That's why the Gemara tells us that even though Midrabanan Gedulei Truma are Ketruma, they're still Midraisa, they're not like Truma, and that's why there's Loisachsim on them. But ask the Gemara, El Gedulei Meiser, when we speak about Gedulei Meiser, everybody agrees that Chulim, they knew that they're completely Chulim. The Tanan, as the Mishnah Masechta Truma's Perek Tes Mishnah Dalad teaches us, Gedulei Tevel, while it was planted from produce that we didn't take off Meiser, or Gedulei Meiser Sheni, or the produce of Meiser Sheni, Chulin. So we're speaking about, so obviously, that we couldn't give this teretz, because Gedulei Meiser is considered Chulin. And if they're considered Chulin, why would we think that there is any difference between that and any other produce? And the way the Rishonim explained, by Gedulei Truma, Chazal were concerned that people are going to delay in giving them to the Kohen, they may become Kamei, the wrong type of person may eat it. But by Gedulei Meiser, explains Tosfos, Chazal were not concerned. Because the Meiser Sheni, as we said earlier, you could always just redeem it. So since you could always just redeem it, there's no reason to delay giving it. So how do we reconcile, asked the Gemara, the two brises by Meiser? Answers the Gemara Loikasha. Hava Meiser Rishon, the first brisa that says, the brisa that says you may not muzzle the animal is by Meiser Rishon. Because the halacha is, as we mentioned earlier, Meiser Rishon may be eaten by Yisrael. And since Meiser Rishon may be eaten by Yisrael, the has the halacha like regular produce. Hava Meiser Sheni, but Meiser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim, which may not be eaten, Meiser Sheni may only be eaten in Yerushalayim, that there is midaraisa, no problem of Loisachsim. That's the way Tosfos explains the Gemara. The Ritva explains the Gemara just in the reverse. He says the Braisa that says that there's no problem of Loisachsim is speaking about Meiser Rishon. Since the Meiser Rishon may not be eaten until the Trumas Meiser is removed from it, that's why it's not considered like regular produce. Whereas Meiser Sheni can be eaten by everybody as long as it's in Yerushalayim, that's why the Ritva considers that Meiser Sheni is considered more like regular produce, and that's why it would be subject to Loisachsim. Vibay Seima suggests the Gemara, the way to answer the steer on the brises regarding Maisa as Hava Hava Maisa Sheni. Both brises are speaking about Maisa Sheni. Lakasha, and the way to reconcile, Hara Meiva Rabbi Huda. These two brises represent the machloikis of Ramei Rabbi Huda, who argue in Masechtim Kedushin Daf Nun Beis or Mebeis, what will be the halach of somebody's Mekadish, a woman with Maisa Sheni. Ramei's opinion is Eina Mekadeshis. Rabbi Huda's opinion is Mekadeshis. Ha-Rameya, according to Rameya, Meiser Sheni is considered Mamon Gevoya, and therefore it's not considered Loisachsim Shor B'dishay. Ha, Rabbi Huda, the Braisa that says that there is a problem, represents the Loisachsim on Meiser Sheni produce, represents the opinion of Rabbi Huda, Dama Meiser Sheni Mamon Hedjiru. And if it's Mamon Hedjit, proof being that you could use it to be Mekadosh Anisha, therefore, there's a problem of Loisachsim. Ask the Gemara, Heichidami, how could we have a case that the Maisa was removed before the threshing? As we've been learning, ask the Gemara, isn't the Chiv of taking Maisa only come after the threshing? Answers the Gemara, Abraisa is speaking about a case, Kagan Shagdil Vishibolim, that the person took off the Maisa before he was Chayiv. But ask the Gemara, Rabbi Huda says the Meiser Sheni is Mamon Hedjit. And that's why, according to Rabbi Huda, there would be an issue of Loisachsim on Meiser Sheni. But ask the Gemara, but even according to Rabbi Huda, Habayi Chayma, it could only be eaten in Yerushalayim, as the Pasuk says, Loisucha Lecha B'Sherecha. So how will we deal with that issue? Answers the Gemara, indeed, we're speaking about a situation, Kegon Shadosh Lefnim Mechamis Beis Pagi, that they worked in it inside the area of, they were working inside with the animal inside the areas of Yerushalayim. Ibai Seima, now the Gemara goes back to our original question, how to reconcile the two brises that speak about Meiser, Loikasha. Kan b'Meiser v'adai, when it's certainly Meiser, the halacha is that it's not considered personal money and there is no issue of Loisachsoim. The second brise speaks about the Mai, which we often speak about in Shas, that Yochanan Kohen Gadol, because he saw that people were not being careful in taking off Truma and Meiser, taking off Meisris properly, so made a rule that whenever you buy produce from an Amoritz, you have to take off Meiser again. And therefore, but it's really not really required mehalocha, because Al Pidin, the Roiv Ami Aretz, Masrim Haim, most Ami Haaretz do take off Ma'aser. Since most Ami Haaretz take off Ma'aser, it's really considered Chulin. Says the Gemara, Bishlam of Ma'aser D'Ma'ika. We could have a situation of Ma'aser D'Ma'i as we just explained. Ella asked the Gemara, Trumas D'Ma'i, says the Gemara, Hashdos Lachi. Now that we differentiated between Ma'aser Vade and Ma'aser D'Ma'i, so the question suggests the Gemara that we asked the stira of the brises by Truma will also reconcile this way. Truma, Truma, namle kasha. Kam betruma svadai. Therefore, there is no issue of loisachsum. Kam betruma stamai. There will be an issue of loisachsum. Ask the Gemara. Bishlam maisa demai ikar. I could understand how this a concept of maisa demai. But ask the Gemara. El truma stamai meikar. Is there such a thing as truma stamai? For Tanya asked one, how we now learned in the brisa. Afhu. As we've learned on the last day of Pesach, in the fourth year of the Shemitah cycle and the seventh year, the halacha is all truma and maisa that have been accumulated have to be removed from any warehouses and distributed. And at that point that they used to say, the vidui maisa. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan stopped the saying of vidui maisa. Because vidui maisa is where the person declares that he did everything that he was supposed to do. But because the Levim did not come to live in Eretz Yisrael after the Golus from Bayis Sheni, they made a rule that the Ma'aser Sheni should go to the Kohanim. So even though Chazal had a right to make that rule, you didn't follow the instructions properly when you gave the Ma'aser, and therefore you can't say the Ma'aser. Gozal Demai, as we said a moment ago, he was the one that instituted Demai, because Lefisha Sholach B'chol Gvul Yisrael, he sent messengers throughout Eretz Yisrael to see if they were taking Trumas and Ma'aser properly. They only took off Truma Gedoyla. Why were Amaratzim more careful about Truma Gedoyla than by Ma'aser? So there's a number of reasons. One is because the Truma Gedoyla, Chita Achas Peteres HaZakri, but the rice, even the smallest amount, is satisfactory. And number two, because by Truma Gedoyla, there's a Chiv Misa if somebody eats Truma. And therefore, they were very concerned about taking off Truma. Whereas, by Ma'aser, even if somebody eats Ma'aser who's not supposed to eat it, there's never a Chiv Ma'aser. So, as the Gemara, that there is no concept of Trumas Demai. Ella, says the Gemara, can betrumas Ma'aser Vadai, can betrumas Ma'aser Demai. As we mentioned earlier, the halacha is that the Levi, after he gets the Ma'aser Rishon, has to give it to the Kohen, has to give it 10% to the Kohen. But they didn't take that halacha so seriously. And therefore, even though, because it's not so explicit in the Torah, by Trumas Ma'aser, even though it is Truma, people did not treat it like regular Truma. And there was the Mai. So when we speak about Truma, we're talking about Trumas Ma'aser versus, we're speaking about Trumas Ma'aser versus Trumas Demai. By Trumas Ma'aser Vadai, there is no Loisachsim. By Trumas Ma'aser Demai, there is Loisachsim. Continues the Gemara. By my name, Rav Sheshes. They asked the following question. Hoysa Oichelos Matrezes. The animal who's eating from the produce because of Loisachsim, we may not muzzle it, is expelling waste. It obviously has a stomach problem. Mahu. May we muzzle the animal? And the question is, says the Gemara, Mishum de Malihu, we're doing what's good for the animal, but the reason we may not muzzle the animal is because of we're doing what's good for her. Here, not muzzling it is not good for her, and therefore it's mutter. Oidilma, the Chazi Mitztara, and the animal sees the food, even though the food is not good for her, it doesn't realize that. And ha chazi mitzara, and that's why the halacha would be that you should not be allowed to muzzle it. The Meiri adds other considerations. He adds a consideration in explaining the Gemara that there's a concern of Maris Ayin. If somebody sees me muzzling my animal, they won't recognize that the reason I muzzled the animal is because the animal is not well. And that's why that's part of the Gemara's consideration. Amalur of Sheshis. So Sheshis responded to Nesui, we learned in a Braisa. The Braisa says, Rav Shimon ben Yochai, Omer, Mevin Kashinan v'Talala. When we spoke about the animal that's working with Truma and Meiser, we could put Kashinim in the basket in front of it. Because, as Rav Shimon explained, Shekashinim Yofas Lominakol, that's the best food for the animal. Shmamina. So we see that the main consideration is the Malulahu, what's best for the animal. Shmamina. So says the Gemara, we clearly see that the main consideration is what is best for the animal. And this concern, of what's best for a patient, I saw is the Chashuki Chemed has a discussion. Is one allowed to tell a parent who has been diagnosed with a terminal illness, even though where the father, the parent, clearly wants to know? The Shas HaTshuvas B'Tzei L'Chochma, Chelek Bei Simenen Hei, says that the Gemara says that when a person, that there are different things that a person can recognize what is his health situation. But the halacha is one shouldn't tell him because it could cause him to lose hope. And therefore, maybe, in telling the parent, even though the parent is so interested in knowing what is his health situation, could be very detrimental to him. And since it could be so detrimental, maybe he shouldn't be told. On the other hand, he wants to be told. Says the Chashuki Chemed, that the Gemara Masech Tahoris is speaking about a person who's healthy. And if all of a sudden he discovers that he's so not well, so therefore it could have a very detrimental effect. Here, we're talking about a person who's unfortunately not well. So he knows that he's not well. The only question is, should we tell him and confirm that his situation is not good? On one hand, he says that could cause that he will become, that he'll give up hope. On the other hand, the best person to daven for a chayla is the chayla himself. And then moreover, it'll give him an opportunity to arrange his affairs, which is important before a person leaves the world. So he says that, this is obviously a difficult question, he says, unless we're confident that the person getting this news, his health will not be affected, it's better not to tell him. Similarly, he has a question that there are people who collect stucco. And as we've discussed, the Torah Kedosha says, le'sam slavavcha v'le'sik v'tziyotcha. The Torah is very strict about us being required to give tzedakah to those who ask for tzedakah. But what would be the halacha, he says, when you have an individual who we know uses the tzedakah to buy drugs or buy other things that, of course, are not healthy and should not be bought? Should we give him the tzedakah or not give the tzedakah? And he seems to be very clear that in those situations, we should not give the tzedakah. If the tzedakah is here for a positive purpose, if it doesn't serve that positive purpose, we shouldn't give it to him. Says the Gemara, Ibayilhu, now they ask the following question. Adam, what is the halacha about a person telling a nachri, chasoyim parasi, muzzle my cow, v'dashba, and thresh your produce with it? Kim meaning that there's a halacha of amiral nachri shvus, but when is that said? Hani milin Shabbos was only said by regarding Shabbos, because the Isra Shabbos comes with a skila. That's why there is a halacha that we may not ask a nachri to do something on our behalf. Avol chasima, when we speak about chasima, this alav, which is only in this alav loy, then there is no isur of chasima, there is no issa to ask a guy to do it, adama lo shma. Or maybe it's always also to ask a guy to do something which we may not do. Toshma. So says the Gemara, the Brisa says, Nachri hadosh beparosa shay Yisrael. If a Nachri is threshing with the animal of a Yisrael, ein ovim shim ba tachsin. So what do we see from here? Mevahu de layover. It's not considered full-fledged loisachsim. Hoysura eka. Maybe it's still osur. So isn't that what the Brisa is saying? Says Gemara, no. But din hu deisura nami leka, there's even no iser. Just so why did the Brisa use wording that seems to indicate that there is an Isser, that just isn't a full-fledged Leisachsim? Says the Gemara of Eidu Tani Sefer, because the Sefer is going to say that the Halachi is Yisrael Hadosh B'Parash Shal Nachri, that if the Yisrael is working with the Parah of the Nachri, over he is over Leisachsim. That's why to be consistent in the wording, Tani Reisha ain't over. But in the Reisha, maybe could be no problem at all. Toshma, so we still have this question. It says the Mada Sholchalei Avud Shmuel, they sent the Avud Shmuel the following question. Haloin Tairi, these animals, the Ganvi Aramoi, they're stolen animals, and they amasaris them, they sterilize them, and they're really doing it on behalf of the Yisrael. A Yisrael is not allowed to sterilize the animal, but a sterile animal is much stronger. And the Nachri knows that the Yisrael may not do it, and therefore the Nachri does it on his own. What is the halacha? What is the halacha on these animals? Shokhalei, harama is avidba. This was a harama. Arima alive is davilna. So because they played this game, that the owners, the Jewish owners, knew what the Nachrim were doing, that's why the halacha is that we should make him sell it and not be able to benefit. So we see that there's an issa amira l'nachri. We may not have a Nachri do something on our behalf, even when it's just a lav, because the issa of Sirus is only a lav. Amar Rapapa, B'nai Merava, the people in Yisrael that asked this question, they agree with Rav Chita that there's a whole different consideration, because the Torah said to Noach and his children after the Mabel, so everybody, all humans and animals, there's a mitzvah that they should multiply, and therefore when the owners, the Jewish owners, allow the Nachri to do this, so he's over, he's giving the Nachri the opportunity to do an Aveira. But that's by the lav of Sirus, which applies, according to Rav Chitka, even by Nachrim. But that doesn't speak to Leisachsim. Savra Rava said that when Avud Shmuel said that the Nachri has to sell those animals, what does it mean that the if the Nachri did Sirus, the Yisrael has to sell the animal? What does it mean? It should be sold l'shchita, because as we said, the animal becomes a better animal for plowing after the Sirus, so we don't want the Yisrael to benefit from that, and that's why it should be sold. Amalei Abaya says, Abaya, dain shekanastan le'mechira. It's bad enough that they have to sell it, and they can't benefit from the animal. Why do you also have to make a gzeira, make a rule that they can't be used for plowing? Says the Gemara, Pshita. So, says the Gemara, when we speak about selling the animal, Pshita, B'noi Godel, selling it to your adult son is Ki Achadami. It's considered like you sold it, it's not like you kept it. And the way the Rishonim explained B'noi Godel and B'noi Katan in this Gemara is that Godel and Katan are not a function of age. Rather, Godel and Katan are a function. Is this son living with you, or is he not living with you? Are you supporting him or not? If you're supporting him, he's considered a Katan, no matter what age he is. And if you're not supporting him, he's considered a Godel. So now the question is, selling it to someone whom you are not supporting, there's no question you could sell it to him. B'noi Katan mai, what's going to be the halacha child that you're supporting? Ravachi says, You may not. Ravashi Shari. Says the Gemara, Meimer Mezutra Vamle Hanitre Chasidim Mechalfe Adadi. They would exchange the animals that they had that were sterilized by the Nachrim, so each one will not end up having the animal, his animal, sterilized by an Achri. So our Gemara has been speaking about the Issa of Amira Lakum, and the Gemara was questioning that maybe Amira Lakum is only applicable by Shabbos, but not the same by Loisachsim. Says the Rashba that when we speak about the Akum, muzzling the animal, says the Rashba, if the Akum is muzzling the animal and working with his own grain, then there's certainly no problem of Loisachsim. Because the Rashba says that the Isser of Amir al-Akum is only applicable if the Jew is benefiting from what the non-Jew does. Like when we speak about Shabbos, when the Akum is cooking on behalf of a Jew. But if he's not doing it on behalf of a Jew, then the halacha is there would be no problem of Amir al-Akum, and certainly there would not be a problem if the Nochri is muzzling the animal. The Ramban says that the Ramban opinion is that not necessarily. He says that what would be the halacha if a Yisrael told a Nochri on Shabbos, take my meat and cook it for yourself? Says the Ramban that since it's being done with the Jew's meat, that's already considered Amira la'akum. Says the Namuki Yosef, what is the point? So it seems that the machloikus of the Rashba and the Ramban is of Amira la'akum is only when the Jew benefits, the opinion of the Rashba, and the Ramban says not necessarily. The Namuki Yosef, however, says that when a non-Jew rents a cow from the Jew, and the non-Jew is willing to pay a higher rental, that's what we're speaking about. So he's not using the Jew's produce, he's not using the Jew's grain, but he's benefiting. That's enough. The Reb Chaim Brisker says a very important word. He says, our Gemara's entire discussion is when the Nachri is allowed to do with Loisachsim with our animal or not. Says Reb Chaim Brisker, but it's clear from our Gemara that if a non-Jew is muzzling his own animal for his own purpose, then there's no discussion that it's not an issue of Loisachsim. But if Loisachsim, says Reb Chaim Brisker, is based on Tzar Bal Chayim, so why should it be a difference if it's a non-Jew with a Jew's animal or a non-Jew's animal? By all animals, we should be concerned about Tzar Bal Chayim. Says Reb Chaim Brisker, from here we see that the issue of Loisachsim is not to be viewed in the perspective of Tzar Bal Chayim. It's a new din of Tzar. There's a new din of Loisachsim. And that din of Loisachsim applies, only to Jews. It doesn't apply to Akum. And that's why by Akum there's no problem of Loisachsim. We continue discussing the issue of Amira la'akum. The Shas HaTshuvas Chelkas Yaakov discusses a situation if somebody is allowed to speak on the telephone Chutz La'aretz, if I'm in Chutz La'aretz and it's not Shabbos for me yet, but I'm speaking to an Akum in Eretz Yisrael, where in Eretz Yisrael it's already Shabbos, what would be the halacha? So he explains that when we speak about the Issa of Amir la'akum on Shabbos, there are two considerations. One is v'dabedover. That means on Shabbos I'm not allowed to speak things that I'm not allowed to do. That obviously would not be applicable here. The other thing is that I can't ask an Akum to do something on my behalf, which may not be done. That may be us. That may be us, because where the Akum is, it's already Shabbos. And if I were there, I wouldn't be allowed to do so. But the Shabbos, and therefore maybe it should be Mutter. Or it should be us, because there I wouldn't be allowed to do it. And anything that I wouldn't be allowed to do where it's being done, I can't ask Akum to do. The Shabbos B'tshuvas Chelkas Yaakov is not quite clear, but the Shabbos B'tshuvas B'tzela Chochma, Chela Gimel, Simakov Chavhei, says it's Mutter. A Gemara also just indicated that there's Lifnei Iver. Not only did the Gemara teach us that there's Lifnei Iver, but there's even Lifnei Iver by Nochri. There's an interesting question: if I keep Shabbos with the Zman of Rabbeinu Tam, so Shabbos is not yet over for me, but there's somebody else who doesn't keep Shabbos that late, could I ask that person to do Malacha? Or is it considered Lifnei Iver? So the Ksav Soif in Or Chaim Simon Samach Vav says, when I ask somebody to do something which he considers to be Mutter, there's never going to be Lifnei Iver. But the Shas Achuvas Mincha Shleimer from Shleimer Zalman Orbach and Maduri Tanyana Simon Kuf says, it depends how I view that time. He explains, if I view the time of between the time of the Goinim, the earlier Zman, and the later Zman, as Midaraisa, one is not allowed to do Malach at that time, even though this person who I'm asking to do the Malach obviously does not agree with me, I may not ask him to do Malach at that time, because in my mind, I'm asking him to do an Aveira, and that would be a violation of Lifnei Iver. But in a case where I'm doing it, what I'm doing, I'm only doing because of a chumrah, then I would be allowed to ask him. By Rami Bachama, if somebody put a thorn in the mouth of the animal in order that it shouldn't be able to eat, is that a violation of Leisachsim? So ask the Gemara, what kind of question is that? That's a full-fledged act of chasima. Says the Gemara, the question is, Yoshev Lekotzvafiyah, an animal got a thorn stuck in its mouth. And Mahu, am I allowed to work with that animal, even though I know that the animal won't be able to eat? Or am I obligated to remove that thorn? Says the Gemara, Herbetz Layarim Mechutz. Or, now the Gemara is asking the way to Rishonim Mechutz with Antim Tzolaymer. If we're going to say, not removing that thorn, is considered Leisachsim, because the thorn is in the animal's mouth. What's going to be Halacha Herbetz Le'ariba Mechutz? I put a lion there in the field, and obviously the lion frightens the animal, and the animal won't eat. But I didn't do anything to the animal itself. Mahu, what will be Halacha? Herbetz Le, says the Gemara, if I did it deliberately, says the Gemara, that why should that not be considered chesima malisahi, a full-fledged act of chesima? Says the Gemara, the question here is rovetz loy ariyib bechutz. If you put an animal, the animal was there by itself, am I obligated to move the animal or not? Now the Gemara continues. If we're going to say in these two cases it's loy saksim, because the animal obviously cannot eat under these circumstances, Hemet benamim b'chutz. If somebody put the animal's child there, and that's why the animal is not eating, because it's thinking about its child, mahu. Or haisut tzmei l'mayim. Or I know that the animal's thirsty, and therefore it's not going to eat, and I don't give it to drink, mahu. Pars lo ketavila, agavadisha. Or you put a leather mat over the produce. Is that considered chasima? Says the Gemara Pshayt Mi'chada, one of these questions could be answered. The Tanya, Rishay Bal Par Laharvis Parasai, an owner of a cow can make his cow hungry. Kadesh Teichel Menadisha Harbe. That means somebody who's renting out an animal can make his animal to leave his animal hungry, so now it's going to eat a lot. Furthermore, Rishay Bal Bayis Lahate Pekiya Omer, he's allowed to open up straw. lefnei behema, kadesh lechem kadesh harbe. It's going to eat the straw rather than the produce. So we see that just like you're allowed to do this, it should be mutter to put a leather mat over the produce. Since the Gemara, shani hasan the ka'achla. Even though when you put the straw there, it's going to, you didn't prevent it from eating the tefuah. So since you didn't prevent it from eating the tefuah, it's just going to eat a lot of straw. But that doesn't mean you prevented it from eating the tefuah. Since you didn't prevent it from eating the tefuah, it's not considered leisachlan. Ibai seima, shoy ba'al ba'is la'at apaka am lefnei behema. You're allowed to give the straw. Ikara, today leitochel habi menadisha. They won't eat a lot. But it's not while it's actually working that you're doing something to prevent it from eating. If mahu, what's the halacha if you took it off, you put on the muzzle before it was in the field? And the Gemara explains its question. When is the halacha isachsum shor b'dishay? When the animal is coming to work. In that dishay, you're not allowed to muzzle it. But this labadisha here was done prior. You're not allowed to see that the animal should be muzzled while it's working on your field. From a pasuk that we learned by your forefathers, the Kohanim at the Lamed. The pasuk says, "Yain v'sheich al teisht ata uvenecha itach v'vayachem al oil moed v'leisamusu chukas oil m'dereisechem." So we see v'vayachem when they enter the oil moed. That's when they may not drink. But to drink before they enter the oil moed, shari. But says the Gemara, is that true? Of course not. And you're not allowed to do the avoida when you're intoxicated, even though you drank before you began the avoida. Ella, what is the pshat in the pasuk by the drinking, the isser for coin to drink? When you come into the Beis HaMikdash, you should not be intoxicated. Even if you're not drinking while you're in the Beis HaMikdash, you may not drink before you enter. And therefore, you're not allowed to muzzle it even before it enters the Beis HaMikdash. Tana Abonim, Achoysim is a parah. If somebody muzzles an animal, but he doesn't work with it. He puts two animals together, but he doesn't work with them. The Torah says, L'shtash b'shar b'chamor yachtov. You're not allowed to work with two different types of animals. He just put them together. He didn't work with them. Potter. He himself won't get malchus. The only one that gets the malchus is the dosh umanik bovad, the person who's actually working with the animal when it's muzzled, or the person who's leading the animals when you have a situation of climb.